with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he is hopeful the Federal Reserve can bring down inflation without causing a recession. However,
Dimon adds he wouldn't rule out more troubling possibilities, such as stagflation. Speaking to the AP at a Chase branch opening in the Bronx, Dimon says he remains cautious about the U.S. economy. He also says inflation may be stickier for longer, and that stagflation is on the list of possible things that could happen to our economy. Dimon also reiterated his support for an independent Fed.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Stagflation, by the way, occurs when the economy is weak or in recession, and yet prices keep going higher. Today is primary day in Puerto Rico.
The island's Democrat contest will be the only opportunity most registered voters will have to officially weigh in on the race for the White House. Like other U.S. territories, voters in Puerto Rico can't cast ballots in the general election, but may participate in presidential primaries and send delegates to both the Democrat and Republican national conventions this summer.
That's correspondent Ron Durockstrom. Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk in China, just as the nation's carmakers are showing off their latest electric vehicle models at the Beijing Auto Show. A brief online report today from state broadcaster CCTV says Musk had come at the invitation of the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade to discuss further cooperation. Tesla has a major manufacturing base in Shanghai. Dubai International Airport, the world's busiest for international travel, will move its operations to the city-state's second sprawling airfield in its southern desert reaches within the next 10 years. Its project's worth nearly $35 billion and was announced today by Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, latest chapter in a rebound of its long-haul carrier Emirates. This is SRN News. A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless they are done to save the life of the mother. Pro-abortion businesses, including Levi Strauss, Yelp, Lyft, and Match Group, are pushing to dismantle the pro-life statutes. They claim those laws make it harder to recruit and retain workers. Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content, which a lot of parents are doing these days. This is SRN News. A scary ride for some Delta Airlines passengers.
An emergency slide fell off a Delta plane that was taking off from New York, and pilots returned to the airport and landed safely. The incident happened Friday after takeoff from JFK Airport. The Boeing 767 was scheduled to fly to Los Angeles with 176 passengers and 7 crew members. Delta says passengers were put on another plane to L.A. Delta says it's evaluating the plane and helping with efforts to find the emergency slide. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 28th. It's the 119th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1788, Maryland becomes the seventh state to ratify the Constitution. And on this date in 1967, heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali was stripped of his title after he refused to be inducted into the U.S. Armed Forces. This is SRN News.